The library was even more hushed than usual. My new leather shoes clacked against the grey linoleum. Their hard, dry sound was unlike my normal footsteps. Every time I get new shoes, it takes me a while to get used to their noise. A woman I'd never seen before was sitting at the circulation desk, reading a thick book. It was extraordinarily wide. She looked as if she were reading the right-hand page with her right eye and the left-hand page with her left. "Excuse me," I said. She slammed the book down and peered up at me. "I came to return these," I said, placing the books I was carrying on the counter. One was titled How to Build a Submarine, and the other Memoirs of a Shepherd. The librarian flipped their front covers back to check the due date. They weren't overdue. I'm always on time, and I never hand in things late. That's the way my mother taught me. Shepherds are the same. If they don't stick to their schedule, the sheep go absolutely bananas. The librarian stamped returned on the card with a flourish and resumed her reading. "I'm looking for some books too," I said. "Turn right at the bottom of the stairs," she replied without looking up. "Go straight down the corridor to room 107. I descended a long flight of stairs, turned right and walked along a gloomy corridor until, sure enough, I came to a door marked 107. I visited the library a lot, but the fact that it had a basement was news to me. I knocked. It was just a normal, everyday knock, and yet it sounded as if someone had whacked the gates of hell with a baseball bat, and it echoed ominously down the corridor. I turned to run, but I didn't actually take a step, even though I wanted to. That wasn't the way I was raised. My mother taught me that if you knock on a door, you have to wait there until someone answers.
"Come in,"